August 1945. World War II comes to an end. Japan surrenders to the Allies, giving up key areas of its vast empire, including a mountainous peninsula near the Chinese border, Korea. Now that the specs are on paper, it's time to piece this thing together. On today's shopping list, 4 motors, a hefty battery, a flight controller, speed controllers, and a ton of luck. The elite men charge across a flat, mile-long cornfield, fighting to cement themselves at the front of the pack before reaching the obstacles and single-track trails designed to thin the herd. In the next hour, we'll hear inspirational stories of overcoming adversity. We'll hear from former U.S. Navy officer, triathlete, and 5-time Boston Marathon Division winner, Mike Savicki. And we'll learn the mission of people who strive to improve the lives of disabled people and their families. Now evidence shows that some Native Irish didn't conform to new ways of life, but fiercely guarded traditions that are uniquely Gaelic. It was 1847 in Providence, Rhode Island. Jabez Gorham, one of the city's premier makers of silverwares, was ready to call it quits. His youngest son and business partner, John, had been pressuring him to replace, of all things, their horse, Old Dick.